Welcome to the Blunt Veteran. It's February 23rd, 2021. Before I get into today's news and discuss the Senate hearing on the Capitol riot, I want to acknowledge the terrible milestone that we've hit yesterday's ceremony that President Biden held at the White House for the 500,000 American COVID death victims from this last year. I remember on 9/11, as I was running to my aircraft, I used to fly an AWACS aircraft, I run the computer networks. As I was flying to the Pentagon, as we circled it and it smoked, and as later as the death toll came out and we'd lost nearly 3,000 Americans, that was an enormous tragedy. And we've had a 9/11 nearly every day for months on end now. And when we look back at the leadership, if we just had competent leadership, hundreds of thousands of Americans would be alive, at least 100,000. And conservatively speaking, 100,000. The Lancet, which is a British medical journal, did a study, and they concluded that 40% of the deaths could have been preventable had we just had competent leadership. Instead of denying there was a problem, for political expediency, Donald should have been worried about getting every American to wear a mask, mailing every American household an N95 mask, getting COVID testing prevalent.
I'm doing, they go, oh, not good. They have no clue. They don't have any clue. And this is their new hoax.
Instead, he was calling it a hoax.
We did something that's been pretty amazing. We have 15 people in
and praising himself. This was in February.
And because of the fact that we went early, we could have had a lot more than that.
It's just amazing to me that folks would have voted for him again, after this. The blood is certainly on your hands, and I'm talking to my fellow Americans who voted for Donald a second time. This blood is certainly on your hands. There's at least 100,000 Americans that are dead because you've elected a stupid, grifting, pathologically lying, incompetent leader, and you tried to re-elect him. And it's a shame.
I was watching Scott this morning. And what is the number as of this morning? Is it 32? You could tell me. Is it 32 deaths? Steve, around that. I mean, think of it. The United States, because of what I did and what the administration did with China.
More bragging.
We have 32 deaths at this point. Other countries that are smaller countries have many, many deaths.
I'd rate it a 10. I think we've done a great job. And it started...
A 10. He rates himself at a 10. We've lost 500,000 Americans. We've lost approximately 200,000 Americans because of his willful incompetence. It's stunning. And I want people to take a moment to think about that the people you elect has consequences. Your inability to think, your inability to reason, the tribalism, the hatred, the emotional decisions that we've made to polarize ourselves politically have real consequences. Real consequences.
Country, despite all of the, even the professionals, saying, no, it's too early to do that. We were very, very early with respect to China.
But I suppose enough of listening to him lie and misrepresent what's going on. So let's talk about today's news. There was a Senate hearing about the Capitol riot today. And we heard from the House Sergeant at Arms.
About security. And any suggestion to the contrary is false. Safety was always paramount when making security plans for January 6th. We did discuss whether the intelligence warranted having troops at the Capitol. That was the issue. And the collective judgment at that time was no, the intelligence did not warrant that.
So you just heard him say that the collective judgment at the time, from them looking at the intelligence report up to January 6th, was that it didn't warrant additional security. Well, I'm glad he doesn't have his job anymore, because either he's grossly incompetent or he was complicit. How could you have not known? How could have any American with an internet connection, with a Facebook account, with ears to hear, and with eyes to see what Trump was tweeting and what his followers had been doing? It was completely foreseeable. This was this pathologically lying grifter's last-ditch attempt to literally overthrow our democracy, to get access to the presidency illegally. It wasn't enough that the first time he was elected, we had a foreign intelligence agency operation spending millions of dollars to assist him. and he got away with covering that up. This time he actually wanted them to find him votes. He thought a lie about the election being stolen and having a riot that would be wild would pressure Pence and Congress to cave, to stop the steal, to not count the votes of the American people. Well, they weren't willing to shred democracy for Donald anymore at the end of the day. They had gone far enough. Even Moscow Mitch had had enough. Not enough to convict of impeachment for this idiot insurrection, but at least enough that they recognize that President Biden won a legitimate election.